misfit toys.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 as a popcorn kernel.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Orlando, Florida on Friday, January 4th, to Ocean's 13. Last night, after a day of fun at Disney World's Animal Kingdom and Disney's Hollywood Studios, Graham Elwood and I did a show at the Improv in Orlando, and I will play the Leonard Maltin game, the very spirited Leonard Maltin game from that show later on in this mini boner ep. Now, going back a little bit, since the last time I spoke and you listened, I flew to San Francisco a couple days before my New Year's Eve gig there, planning to enjoy a fun last weekend of Two Oceans 12, but I came down with a terrible cold. Yeah, and I needed to get better by New Year's Eve and you know, in time for this trip to Florida. So, because there's nothing worse than being sick on a cross-country flight. Oh, sure. Now that I think of it, there's lots of things that are worse, but you know what I mean. So I hunkered down in my hotel room in San Francisco, ignored the beautiful city outside, and just stayed in bed. And thanks to the Sundance Channel and Fox Movie Channel and Encore, all being on the cable system of the hotel TV, I watched about seven of my favorite feature films. People are always asking me all the time, like, you know, recommend a movie. And I'm always like, I don't know, because I don't really have a list or I don't have an all-time favorite, but I have lots of movies that I love. And I would like to share with you now the movies that I watched while recovering. And then I did get well in time for the New Year's Eve show in San Francisco at the Nob Hill Masonic Temple. And I want to thank everyone who came out to that show because it was a great time. Super fun balloon drop at the end. And I hope to see all of you that were there later this month at Sketchfest when I do some movie interruptions there. Here they are. Young Frankenstein. What a great movie. Last time I saw it was on the deck of the Weezer Cruise, and I love it every time I see it. And speaking of Gene Wilder, I also saw Silver Streak, which is a... it's not the most fast-paced action comedy, but boy, does it have some great stuff in there. I really enjoyed watching that again. And a shocking scene where, you know, Richard Pryor's in it, and the bad guy in the movie actually calls Richard Pryor the N-word, and then Richard Pryor, of course, repeats it a few times, but I was surprised to see it such a, I believe that movie was, like, rated PG or something, and fun for the whole family. Say Anything? Gotta love that movie. Is there a more likable character in the history of movies than Lloyd Dobler? Don't even bother to answer that. I'm not asking. I'm telling. I watched The Verdict, the movie that Paul Newman should have won an Oscar for, that was written by David Mamet, but is having everyone talks more normal. They don't have that fast-paced dialogue, but it's still a fascinating film. A more recent movie called Moneyball. I don't even like baseball, but I, for some reason, if Moneyball's on TV, and especially if I'm sick, I'm just going to sit there and wallow in it. National Lampoon's Animal House, which I believe is an almost perfect comedy, and Broadcast News, which is an almost perfect comedy drama. Yeah, so there's 7 movies for you to go check out if you haven't seen any of them. I like them all. And I think there's still some seats remaining for Douglas Movies at Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington on Saturday, January 12th at 4:20. Last I heard, though, it was getting pretty close to sold out, so jump on that. And for now, here is a Leonard Maltin game from Orlando that is not for Banophobes.
Let the games begin! I'm the illusion to be in a Leonard Maltin game. You have my permission to die. Right now, it will break you.
Oh, God.
Defend your city, Orlando! I'm Orlando's rabbit! Take control, Orlando! Take control of your Leonard Maltin game.
Let's see those name tags, everybody. Name tags. We've got a lovely award right up front. We've got a Howard the Duck, Super High, Me, Myself, and James. We made a big builder title. People that don't listen to the podcast are probably kind of confused at this point. But people make very entertaining name tags.
Oh, you're holding up the improv thing. Wow, that's a lot of work you put in that.
Oh, yeah.
But you couldn't list both of our names.
Table card. That's smart.
Animal shape.
Is your name on there, man? That's why they're called name tags.
Rambo.
Yeah, we've got Doug Love's Cliffhanger. Is your name Cliff?
Yes.
That's how it's done.
Robot on a stick. That's exciting. Well, you guys went all out. You fucking have people lighting your shit. You got
Diana has an interior. The favorite movie animal.
Diana's dragging on his breasts.
Dr. Steve Love over there.
Armed and Dangerous.
Look. Armed and Dangerous?
Armed and Dangerous.
Or is it Armed and Dangerous?
Oh, Dan Ucar.
Or is your name Russ? Danger Russ.
It's Dan.
Oh, it is Dan. Okay. Oh,
that's weird.
Is your name Armand?
Armand?
Is your name Ampersand?
I'm on a
dumb roll tonight.
You are 5 for 5 on dumbness.
That was my favorite thing when we were walking through Africa, or might have been Asia today. And the guy walked by with a totally smeared up like cream cheese bagel in Asia. It looked hilarious to me for some reason.
Is that guy got a separate light source for that sign?
Because that's amazing if you just have a glowing piece of paper.
I can't tell. He's got a buddy with a flashlight.
I can't tell what's on it, yeah. All right, Graham, so pick somebody.
These are all amazing.
Yeah, we got
so good.
Gotta
I love The Femme Fatale. That's a really cool movie. I like Pose.
Her name's Kellyita, though.
The Femme Fatale.
What's on the award there?
All right, Robot on a Stick. Come on, Robot on a Stick.
Take control of this game. I am Orlando's record.
This contestant was born in darkness.
Climb up out of the well. If you win, it would be painful for you.
Girl,
you play with this alone at your home.
Well, I don't want to fuck up. Is this a parody of Mystery Science Theater, or is this a replica?
It's actually for a web show that a friend of mine started up. We're going to have our first episode.
But it's kind of an homage to Mystery Science Theater, this puppet?
It started
out as kind of a Piabat kind of thing going on.
It's basically Elf with a slacker instead of an old Jew, and a robot instead of an alien.
Okay. Fair enough. And then you paste it on. This is an elaborate, beautiful puppet. And then you just have a fucking folded over piece of paper with some staples and some piano wire, not piano, fishing wire. And it says, "My name is Nick." What's the puppet's name?
Quaid.
All right.
Quaid?
That's what we're going to call you.
Is that from, where'd you get that? Is that from,
just a name.
From the thing?
Disqualified.
All right, Quaid. He just liked the name Quaid. He just looks like a Quaid.
There was a McQuaid movie with, what's his name? Chuck Norris.
He's a big fan of Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
Quaid.
Lone Star McQuaid, was that what he's called?
Lone Star McQuaid.
One Gun McQuaid.
That was Arnold Schwarzenegger's character's name in the first
Recall. Did they rename him when Colin Farrell played it?
Yeah, it was Johnny Hotbomb. Next question.
See, Graham does this. If you don't listen to the podcast, he pretends to know the answer and just says it like it's a fact and just hopes no one will call him on it.
The term robot was brought by the Dutch, and it was brought in 1645 by a Dutch robot salesman, and that's correct. Go to grandmo.com, get all your information on that. Anyway, how do you
I can't
good?
Tell you how many times today he tried to, like, he'd hand the girl at the beginning of the ride a piece of paper, and she'd go, "This is a coupon for donuts." And he'd go, "No, that's a fast
track." But he just walked by.
Yeah, they call it fast track. He's such a fucking idiot.
And smile and look like you're. That's how you walk in any building, is the person that's trying to stop you, you pretend like you know somebody else there. You just go, no, I'm so, hey, you know, thanks. You're in.
You know that robot?
I know that robot.
What's his name?
Quaid. How are
you?
Quaid?
Wow, sounds like you have Quaid's awareness.
All right.
I will break you.
Get ready to be broken, Will.
What's your name?
Nick. I'm just guessing that we're going to have to bring up another contestant. And I'm hoping it's Will.
Will.am.
Yeah, I hope Will.am is here, because he'll take the action. Or whatever he says in that horrible new song. It's Britney, bitch. Okay, I don't know who you're talking to. I'm trying to listen to some pop music. I don't need to be spoken to that way, Britney. Settle down. You get to pick a category. This is the letter ball game. For those of you unfamiliar and those who are, this is just between Nick and Graham. Don't yell out any answers if you think you know it. And Nick, is it okay if I record this for the podcast? All right.
Yes.
You get to pick a category. Any Canadian suggested on Twitter that I do a category, Django All the Way. And it sounds like a Christmas category, but in fact, it is movies where Jamie Foxx has sex.
Boom.
Yeah. A little twist-a-rooney on that one. Also, based off of a Christmas movie title, I Am the Walrus suggested on Twitter, this is a 40. This is a 40. And that's movies with either old or English in the title. This is a 40. And at Larry Blaw suggested, B-L-A-W, suggested,
you have my permission to pie. That's films where an actor has had to gain some weight to start a revolution. Theatricality and deception are tools for the uninitiated.
But what?
They are initiated.
Theatricality and deception are tools of the uninitiated.
But
you and I are initiated. Bruce.
Okay, spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
No, just spoiler. I don't care if anybody noticed. Alright, which one of those categories would you like to play?
You have my permission to pie.
Alright.
Do you feel in control? Fucking greatest. He just rests that guy. He goes, I'm ready to go. He just puts his hand on his shoulder so lovely. Do you feel in control? And he fucking snaps his neck. That's going to happen to you. I'm going to kill you tonight. Alright. You have lost, and just fucking snap his neck pain style and just walk over. And
do you fear that I will kill you or make love to you? And which order would you prefer? It's time for me to go back into the shadows.
All right, one too many. Here we go.
Hey, there, to kick ass and chew gum. I'm
out of ass.
Do you have any juicy fruit?
Okay, this movie where someone had to gain weight for the role.
I'm trying to drive you to the stove.
And for all the.
Bane in every classic movie.
All the prizes.
Frankly, Scarlett, my dear, I will break you.
Guys, put a twist on it. That's a bane list. I learned that in Prague, 1648. Look it up. Sorry.
I think we're gonna need a bigger Batman.
All right.
It's not a nine. That's a nine.
You put a good twist on that one.
Four stars from Leonard for this movie where an actor had to gain weight for a role. It's from 1980, and Leonard called it extraordinarily compelling, and he also said that the editor of this movie won an Academy Award. See, the clues aren't very helpful. And then I say how many actors Leonard lists on his movie review app that were featured in this film. Turns out it's seven. So now you guys bid on how many names you think it'll take you to figure out and name that movie.
Starting with seven.
He says seven.
1980 is the year. He bid seven names.
Yes, seven names, he says.
Is zero a number that I'm going to bid? Yes!
Very aggressive, screaming in the face of a nice young lady.
Thanks for coming to our show!
Oh, that is very, very hostile.
You look lovely this evening!
Unpleasant. The squatting is bad.
Everything about this is horrible. There's nothing good about this. That's how I do crowd work. Where do you work?
Oh, gosh. She just jumped back like an Asian lady on a tram in the ping pong. Call back!
Turn around!
What are you going to do with that, Nick? Can you go into negative names?
I don't think so.
Name that movie, Graham.
Is it with Robert De Niro and is it Raging Bull?
Well, first of all, just answer the question. As asked, you don't have to throw in any show-offy, everyone fucking knows who was in Raging Bull, but that is correct.
Ba-boom!
You're playing Robot on a Stick. And you have a shithead for you to say at the end? All right, that's his consolation prize, and I will call anyone who wants a shithead.
Give Nick a big round of applause. Seriously, man.
All right, Graham, we gotta pick another contestant.
Yeah, get out of here.
Get her out of here and pick somebody new.
All right, let's
Gentleman
go with...
wrote his name on a comment card.
LaFemme Keleta. Keleta, I'm trying to overpronounce it.
Yeah, she's got a Douglas Luiz t-shirt on, so I totally support that decision.
Give her a big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing, sweetie?
Good. Just hang out over there with Graham and tell us your name and a little bit about yourself.
Kelly.
Great. All right. Story. That's how you show up. Where are you from? Kelly. Where'd you go to high school? Kelly.
Do you have a dog named Quaid?
No dog.
Because that would be crazy.
She's got a robot on a stick.
Coincidence.
And its name is Graham. Oh, shit. Okay. Let's do it.
All right, so she's got the LaFemme Nikita poster that she changed to her name, which is Kelly.
And put her face on there? I love it.
Very well done.
A new kind of lethal weapon. One-word answer, Kelly.
Doug digs that movie. I didn't like the remake with Bridget Fonda. That was...
That remake, so dumb.
Point of no return. Why would you call it... Why not call it long-ass bullshit? Point of no return.
They're like,
you buy the ticket. Sorry, you're at the point of no return.
Yeah, it's so dumb. And they're like, we need to Americanize this movie. This is like the most American fucking French action movie that's ever been made. Goddamn, they're dumb.
Which one would you like? Jamie Foxx has sex or the other one I mentioned earlier, Old or English?
Older English.
Older English.
Older English in the title, ladies and gentlemen. Older English in the title.
This is from 1995. Leonard Maltin gives it 2.5 stars.
No yelling out.
He says about this movie that it has attractive physical trappings and an agreeable cast. And he lists eight names.
What?
Eight names. How many names do you think you get it in? This movie with older English. You go first, Kelly.
Seven.
Seven's a smart opening bid. She knocked one off. Graham goes for the standard knocking off of two.
6.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I saw in your eyes. I gave myself an extra name. Are you having fun tonight?
All right, please stop squatting and yelling.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm doing crowd work. People like that. Every comic does crowd work. Why can't I?
How many names do you get?
Six.
Six out of eight. All right, I'm going to predict right now that we're going to have a winner. I mean, we have a winner every round. It's just not going to be grand.
Oh, shit.
Hugh Vaughn was in this movie. Tudor Vaughn was in this movie.
The Vaughn brothers.
Kenneth Griffith.
Kenny.
Ian Hart.
Yeah.
Ian McNeice.
Niecy.
And Cole McMeany.
Oh, McMeany. Not a real name.
It's got older English in the title, and you don't know it.
That's 1995.
That's the other clue, is you're not going to get it.
Okay, give me more clues.
95, and like I said, it's got an agreeable cast and attractive physical trappings. It's got older English from 95. Can you think of a movie that has older English in the title? Because she cleverly picked the category. It's a smart move. Tough category. Stumped me with it.
Yeah.
Interesting altar boy. What else you got going on there?
Come on, altar boy would be. Because they rape boys. That's what they do.
Why did you?
You're unclear about that.
I thought that was close enough because you had it. It looked like you had a dick in your face.
No, I was praying. Hold on.
Your time is up.
The English patient.
Older English. Oh, that is English, isn't it? I knew this was going to be a tough one, and I'm glad that you picked it, Kelly, because I want a winner, and I want it now. And the answer is the movie also starred Tara Fitzgerald and Hugh Grant, and it's called The Englishman Who Went Up a Hill But Came Down a Mountain. You did it, Kelly. You're a winner.
See
you outside. Thank you for coming. I'm glad you won. Thank you. Yeah, not some asshole walking with a robot with a piece of paper on it.
Robot on a stick. I just walk around with it all the time.
The winner went to someone who has skills with Photoshop. Thank you, robot on a stick. And thank you once again to Graham Elwood, everybody. What if he was in Wizard of Oz?
Follow whatever road you choose, but choose wisely.
Thank you, Orlando Improv. This has been a really fun night, and for the end of my podcasting portion of this show, I'd just like to say Johnny Depp as Tonto is a shithead.
Of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hi, I'm stand-up comedian and sex symbol Tig Notaro.
And I'm actor and writer Cheryl Hines.
Before Cheryl and I got into the big business of podcasting together, we were just simply friends.
And we're still friends. But now we talk about a different documentary every week on our podcast, Tig and Cheryl, True Story. So whether you love documentaries or just want to hear us slowly lose our minds, check out Tig and Cheryl, True Story, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, cool.
Hi, it's comedian Jen Kirkman, and you will love my podcast, No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast. If you don't believe me, don't take my word for it. Here's what the Onion AV Club had to say. What actually makes Jen Kirkman's podcast funny is her inherent knack for cultivating conflict, even talking into a microphone in a room by herself. Kirkman is eternally embattled, but she tempers her cynicism with sweetness, and more often than not, she's right. No Fun, everywhere you get podcasts.